Therefore, events of the past week have again focused attention on our slipshod state highway laws. Laws which allow a corrupt highway commission to award contracts to anyone they choose, without the obvious benefits of competitive sealed bidding. The most flagrant example is our recently completed Governor Clifton Highway.
The irony of fate. Clarence Buckman was killed on his own rotten highway.
How long are the people of this state going to tolerate these corrupt conditions? Both the evil and its cure are to be found today at Clarence Buckman's funeral. Vincent Cushing, the evil, head of the state's crooked political machine, John Webb, brilliant young attorney, and his partner, Russ Sampson, the two men who, if they would, could cure the evil.
You know something? This is the first time Clarence has ever been on the level.
Better get a couple more of Cushing and Webb.
Well, why so many of the same two guys?
Listen, thickhead. The next time those two get together, they may be tough to photograph because one of them will probably be in the box.
Tell me something, Cushing. What do you pave the highways with? Tapioca?
Yeah, we add raisins to make it hard.
Sounds awfully rich to me.
This heat is killing me. You should complain. Take a Clarence.
Stand at ease, pal. I'll go in and put the finishing touches on Senator Scott.
Right.
Well, Sam, have you looked into your little crystal ball?
Yes, but it didn't tell me who's behind you.
Sam, coming from me is going to be a shock. But this thing is honest. My clients want just a fair crack at all the highway profits from now on. Under the present setup, with Cushing in full control of the commission, all the road contracts go to his clique.
Yeah, but fighting Cushing's political machine is a pretty big order, John. Just where do we begin?
With an amendment to the Barry Highway Bill. Simply stipulates that all road contracts from now on be led on the basis of sealed bids, giving everybody an even break. Of course, you realize that all my clients are definitely interested in your campaign for the United States Senate.
You're a mighty convincing talker, John.
Sam, you'll be in there pitching for a great cause.
Yeah, but I'm not the crusader I was at 35. However, I'll try squeezing into the old armor again. I suppose Cushing will sick his new Gazette on me.
So what? The only thing smelly about your past are those cigars. And you can change your brand when you get to Washington.
What goes, Mr. Mudd?
Well, Scott's going through for us, but we have to do all the dirty work.
I shall polish up my best brass knuckles.
I think you better. It's going to be that kind of a fight, and you know Cushing's gang. No holds are barred.
For the people.
What a $100,000 retainer fee.
That ain't sharp living.
Look, you better go out and dig up all the dirt you can on the highway commission. Find out how they get their cuts from Cushing and check out costs with the other states and see if you can get some fireworks.
Same old Johnny.
Alma! Honey, you just stepped off a magazine cover.
He knows I'm a sucker for a pretty speech.
Matter, can I get rid of you?
Nope.
Well, I'm sorry. This is Russell,
Sampson, remember?
Sampson, Alma Brenner. This is my partner. In the business way.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You certainly look gorgeous. Whatever did happen to you and me?
I won't listen if you don't want me to.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. There's nothing private about yesterday's blighted romance.
Blighted romance? I never got to first base with you. Now I suppose it's too late, huh?
Yeah, that's right. The only thing any good warmed over is spaghetti.
How about a fast drink?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm meeting a gentleman friend.
And it's not Cushing.
Oh, yes, it is. Coming to his party tonight? Why don't you? I'll tell Vincent I invited you.
No, thanks. I'll mix my own Mickey Finns.
Yes?
What time's the party?
Anytime after 9 at the Riviera.
I'll be there. You'll know me. I'll be wearing an armored car.
You've been after me.
Hip, 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 sir.
I feel a bump, bump, bumping in my heart. I know the symptoms every time it starts. Feel as though I'm reeling round the floor.
Oh!
girls around tonight. They make me nervous.
You haven't any cause for alarm.
Hey, Captain, with the starboard bow. Very interesting. Take a look. Shall we pick it up?
My eyes. Wait a minute. What about Alma?
Keep my place in line, will you, Pappy? Whoa, I'm a Mustang. You like plenty of soda?
Yes, thanks.
Don't throw him out. I invited him in a weak moment.
I know you're grieving for Clarence. Move over and I'll grieve with you.
In case you misjudge all this levity, the after-funeral feast is a legitimate custom dating back to feudal days.
Mm-hmm. You've grabbed off a lot of feudal customs, haven't you?
Come on, Johnny. You're missing out on something special.
Sure, I'm in the mood for something special.
Once in a while, she goes a little flat.
Not from where I stand.
She'll be up with the other girls. Let's refuel. Hey, and you better have something cool.
Listen, you, I got a complaint to make. This is a nice girl. How did she get in here?
Even Cushing can make a mistake.
But you got me wrong. I'm the clean-cut type. Crack of dawn, the early worm. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
Johnny, what have you got against Simpson?
The whole list.
Start at the top.
All right, I will. Number one, Alma Bremer. Number two...
Johnny, you're not reviving that tired old monster jealousy, are you?
All right, you stick with Cushing. You'll wind up great.
I'm looking for Alma Bremer.
Well, George Taylor, I recognize the smile.
That's Cushing. Now, she's here.
Take it easy.
She's my wife, and she's coming with me, or I'll ring her steady.
Take it easy.
Out of my way, Godina.
You certainly can pick him.
How did I know I was marrying the face on the barroom floor?
Bruce and I would have nicked him for another 50 grand in the settlement. Might have come in handy for laying up those winter groceries.
Good old Johnny. Always worrying about everybody but himself. Golden years are whizzing by, and what's happening to our Mr. Webb?
What do you mean? I need the love of some good woman? Dad, I often wonder how you and I have worked out together.
We might have been good for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine me coming home with the evening paper? Meeting you at the gate of the rose-covered cottage with a gas bill in one hand and an apple pie in the other.
You know something? I used to bake a swell apple pie.
I bet you did. I like apple pie. Think you still know how to make it?
Oh, I don't think so. I lost the recipe for a lot of things.
Ah, you're just out of practice.
Why kid ourselves, Johnny? Boat sail.
Here. Whiskey?
Yeah, with plenty of gin.
Two highballs.
Look, darling, doesn't that come under the head of unfinished business for you?
You know something? I still bet you can make me apple pie. Here we are.
Oh, thank you.
All right, cupcake. You want to dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
No, honey.
I've got to dance with one of the guests, like you said.
Remember, like you said?
My name's Ann Seymour.
Mine's John Webb.
Are you a politician, too?
No. No, I'm a lawyer. Certainly enjoyed your performance tonight.
Oh, it is artistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Penny for your thoughts.
You're getting generous, Pete.
I was a chump to think you'd ever give me a tumble after you got a flash at that Cushing bankroll.
Look, there are very few things in my life that I really regret. One of them is the time I wasted on you.
Cool off, Snow White.
Now, let's you and me have a nice little heart-to-heart talk, huh?
What would you use?
Must have guessed by this time that dancing is not quite my record. Would you like to sit down?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I just love to sit. Come on. You know, I'm so glad you like my number because, well, people don't know all the rehearsing people have to do. Now, for instance, this morning, I tried for over an hour just to hit the right note that couldn't make it. Now, you wouldn't believe that, would you?
Oh, yes, yes, I would.
You want to know something else? The girl I live with, not Sandy her name is. Of course, it isn't a real name, and I call her Smelly Annie, but it isn't such a good joke because her name isn't Annie either. She does use a lot of perfume, and she's psychic. And she said if I played my cards right, I could get to be a radio singer. And they just make barrels of do-re-mi. That slang for money. And then I could save, and by the time I'm 21, well, I could
have
everything.
How old did you say you were?
18.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And 2 months. Oh, I can remember my 15th birthday in a Long Island mansion. My father threw me a coming out party. We were very rich millionaires then, and that was just 3 years ago. So that makes me...
Yeah. Yeah, 18 and 2 months.
Well, what's the matter? I like you.
Now look, boss.
Why don't you go out and get yourself a nice young college fella? You're just too young to decide
who you like and who you don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Must be like those fishing rods. Where if you catch anything too young, you have to throw them back in.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta throw them back.
Now you can't date me up.
That's right. Now I can't date you up.
But I can date you up because you're over 21 and having...
No, that doesn't work out that way. Look, boss. You go out and get yourself a nice young college fella.
Oh, but look, I don't want a college fella because...
Don't particularly thrive on competition.
So he's only my lawyer?
I'll get a new one in the morning.
Vincent, I hope that isn't an order because I don't take them.
Let go! Oh, let me go! Let me go!
Oh, that swine. Vincent, stop him.
No. Why, you big bully!
What's the matter with you, heels? You're paralyzed?
Call me tomorrow, Pete. I know a good dentist.
Come on, Cinderella. Let's take off.
What happened?
Smallpox just cut in.
Webb, I didn't expect you to act like one of the Rover boys.
That's what fascinates people. There are many sides to my character. Maybe I'll show them all to you sometime.
Now, wait a minute. Don't try anything funny. Remember, I'm sober.
Gee, you were grand. The rest of them were really scared.
Good evening, Mr. Webb. You in early this morning, ain't
you? All right.
Mr. Webb, you been having words with somebody again?
Oh, no, that's nothing. Just a little bite.
Mr. Webb, you sure give your women folks a lot of wear and tear.
Good night,
Ike. Good night, Mr. Webb.
Live in.
No kidding? What is?
Oh, I like it. I forgot about my foot. Get down, big bully.
All right. Uncle Johnny, take a look.
My father had a room like this in our old plantation mansion in Virginia. But
Of course, that was before we lost our million.
You said your mansion was in Long Island.
Well, that was the summer mansion.
I guess your dad had a lot of millions, huh?
Oh, yes, he had millions of them.
You feel better after you have some coffee.
Thanks for fixing my foot.
It'll warm you
up. Well, I'm not cold.
Hey!
Oh. What's the matter?
Put on your dress, will you?
Big spot on your beautiful rug. Have you got any benzene?
Look, puss, will you put on your dress? You embarrass me.
I had to take it off to find out where it was torn.
Yeah, I know.
You see, I could sew it up here, but then the seam would show.
Oh.
I could take it in here, but, you know, then that would make it droop here.
Well, that might be very becoming.
Well, yes, but it would ruin the style of the dress.
Well, you could sew it up here, maybe.
Then I couldn't sit down. Prettiest dress I ever had, too.
I'm sure you're 18.
Mm-hmm, and 2 months. Because my birthday was on the same day that Uncle Elmer busted a blood vessel.
Right now, I know just how Uncle Elmer felt. Look, puss. Put the body in the dress, and I'll put you in the cab. Come on. You know, you might buy another dress. Wouldn't have to worry about those seams. They might not become an international issue.
Jeepers! $100! Boy, I like you.
Will you put on the dress?
All right.
Now look, it's past your bedtime.
Keith, sit.
What you did. Do you want to knock an old crooked?
Why not?
Now, look, just because you took me to dinner a few times.
Two times.
And brought me a few drinks.
You gallon.
And give you the right to treat me like
what? Now, what do I treat you like?
Well, I don't like you nasty in your endo. And I don't have to hold still for such cracks, neither.
Get me Mike Daly on the phone, will you?
Please.
Please. Why, yes, Mr. Webb. He's here.
Telephone for you, Mr. Daly.
Oh, that's very gracious of you.
Hello?
I had a beef with that rat Cadena last night. Well, I was a little tomato about any Van Seymour involved. Brady might take it out on her.
I'll tell her everywhere.
She doesn't know it gets rough with her. Sweetheart.
What's that?
My new nail file.
Well, is something I can do for you? Sharpen a few pencils or something?
Now you made me forget what I came in for.
Surprise! That was it. You'll just go crazy when you see the dress. What is it?
Look, Puss, I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, I'll bet you have. Nellie Annie says any man who can give a girl $100 just like that must keep his nose right to the grindstone. Well, she can snap her fingers better. You got a paper opener? Let me see here. A minute. What? Boy! Look, it has the biggest sleeve. Do you want to see it on? Here, it might take a minute.
Puss, take it easy.
Say, Johnny, I've got a date.
Well, she's just showing me some things here.
I can tell. I forgot to tell you, Mr. Smith phoned this morning.
Oh. I'm glad you don't write those messages down, Miss Taylor. They might fall into the wrong hands. What with the country teeming with international spies.
Here, hold this for me. Let me show you, because it'll only take a minute.
Boss, will you cut it out?
Good. Embarrass me.
Besides, I got an important phone call to make.
Oh. Well, if you don't see him on, how will I know if you like him or whether I have to take him back or whether I'll need a check or what I have to
do? Hold it. Well, what do you mean, a check?
Well, you see, we spent the $100. And you know Smelly Annie's sight. And she says, a man of your income wouldn't be seen dead meeting me in front of the place we were living in. So we moved to a new apartment, and you just love it, because even the stocker in the bathtub fits.
I was worried about that.
Here, let me show.
Puss! Look, Puss.
What?
You just sit still for 5 minutes.
Oh, but let me.
I'm going to go out and see if I can't arrange it. Just charge your account for you. I hate to be irrelevant, but this is business.
Oh, what a quarrel. I'm just trying to keep in practice. Came up between them, and a handy room.
What was it today? Catch it, catch can? This is Webb. Webb! Louder, I can almost hear.
And a wind the prairie.
God's proposing that amendment this morning. Now, we're taking care of Kutcher. Cost you $100,000. $100,000, take it right back to where you started from.
Johnny, will you sign this?
Wait a minute, something important has come up.
I gotta get my hair fixed. That cheap electric fan ruined it. Sign it!
$10 for what?
The hands on my salary. I gotta get a new hair.
That on the electric fan. What? Sure, I know it's a lot of money, but I'm taking the gamble. $100,000 if we win. Slam the door in my face if we lose. You'll be selling concrete to the state before you can pay Mr. Cook for the rent. All right. $30,000 is your cut.
Oh, thanks, Jim. So it's all over but the shooting, huh?
5 minutes, Ralph.
You'd have an extension.
Hey, Alma Bramer's on the phone. Looks like I'll never get out of here.
Someday I'm going to slip a time bomb in her lunchbox. Hiya, babes.
One punch, Webb? Your exhibition paid dividends. Vincent and I quarreled over you, and this morning it cost him a gorgeous diamond bracelet to erase that famous Bramer scowl.
Tonight? What for?
I thought maybe you could drop by and add this to my insurance policy. 12. Around 8, I have a heavy date at 9. Bye, darling.
Get a load of the lamb chop.
1 minute you're going around with me. The next minute you're not going around with me. You're going around with somebody else.
Oh, you got me all wrong, Puss.
Oh, ho. A trifler, eh? Now, if you prefer the outdoor, the clean-cut type, I'll buy a drink.
Wait a minute, I'll go with you. I want to read the afternoon papers.
Come on, Shortcake, we're attracting a crowd.
Ken gets you 50. When Cushing heard about that amendment, they had to scrape him off the ceiling.
I see with the news gazette letting Scott have both barrels, one above the belt and the other below.
Well, we expected that. Fortunately, the citizen has the civic spirit. Gave the amendment 4 stars.
Woo!
Can I have a funny?
Here's a picture of Senator Beery to start with.
Mister, there's not enough gin in this Tom Collins.
That's a lemonade, lady.
Well, put some more sugar in it, then.
Time's a dress. I got to grab a shave, go back to the office, and see about those policies at Almond's.
You know, this is a marvelous watch. Wakes me up in the morning, cooks my breakfast, darns my socks, boils my eggs.
Make up those corny jokes, too, does it? What time is it?
It's, what do you expect from a watch? Everything?
Mm-hmm. Keep your dress on, puss.
Oh, I know where you're going. And don't come crawling back to me on your hands and feet.
Carry on, Jim.
Bye, Mr. Webb. You know, I used to like him.
I have to smash every... Believe me, and I'll square it. I'm a murderer in the penthouse. A better arm. Better arm. Right.
Where's that, Captain?
Do that to the arm of the law.
You've been tricked.
Resisting an officer, eh? Say, do you live here?
Listen, Flatfoot.
Either let go of that arm, arrest me, or get knocked into that jar of shrubbery.
But you're under arrest. Tell Captain Graves to come down a minute. I've caught a suspicious character.
Oh, yeah.
What's the matter, Humboldt? Would they let you play?
I stopped this man according to orders, Captain. He resisted and threatened to throw me right over that jar of shrubbery.
That's not true, Humboldt. I said that.
Let him go.
Well, now, Captain, you're not going to let Humboldt break up a beautiful friendship, are you?
Mr. Webb, it occurs to me that you may have purposely picked a fight with Humboldt to establish the time of your arrival.
Yeah. That's an idea.
What?
Penthouse for me.
Couldn't have been dead over half an hour.
But I would like to know if this is the job of a professional crook or...
The jewelry's gone. The fancy knife like that is not standard equipment for a second story man.
This Bremer woman knew a lot of prominent people socially. And I will immediately clear up this case before the citizens start blackening everybody.
I thought you were still black in the last case. District Attorney Joyce, this is Mr. Webb.
How do you do?
Attorney, that's Inspector Throne.
All right. A pretty big case, huh? To bring out the DA personally.
Did you have an appointment with Miss Bremer tonight?
I'm definite about it. Said to come around 8.
A little late, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure am. Plenty late.
What were your relations with his friend?
Very close friends, but don't overwork your imagination.
What were you seeing her about?
Handler insurance, and Vincent Cushing had just given her an armful of jewelry, and she wanted it covered.
Cushing,
just a minute, Webb. How do we know that you're telling the truth? You're no friend of Cushing.
No, but you are. There's something that you kiddies ought to know. Alma told me she had a date about 9.
We only knew who she had that date with.
I just told you Cushing gave her a ton of diamonds. You got a cigarette?
You seem to be very much interested in this case, Mr. Webb.
Yeah? Yeah, I certainly am. To most of you, that's just a body in there. Well, to me, it's Alma Bremer. And the skunk that did it is gonna burn.
You needn't get so melodramatic about it. We all feel as badly as you. How are you, Joyce?
How do you do, Mr. Cushing?
I heard about it outside. I think it's rotten. Only a cheap cutthroat to do a thing like this.
Oh, Vincent, that's embarrassing. I was just telling them you were their best suspect.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'll upset him. As far as I'm concerned, he's our number one suspect. He's the only one that knew about that jewelry that you gave Miss Bremer.
I didn't give Miss Bremer any jewelry.
You had a date with her tonight, didn't you?
Well, not a date exactly. She wanted my advice about some securities.
I'll be covered. Take your dirty hands off me.
We found him walking around outside the building. He said something about wringing her skinny neck.
Good work, Alder.
Yeah, I'll wring her skinny neck.
No.
It isn't. Alma. Alma! No, it isn't Alma. Alma, darling.
Found Mr. Godina parked around the corner. Said he was waiting for Mr. Cushing, but you told me...
Well, the suspects are piling up.
Yeah. They're coming out of the woodwork now.
You killed her. You were afraid she'd come back to me, Cushing.
Take it easy.
You killed her!
Why didn't you search him, O'Leary?
Well, I thought Humboldt did it.
Well, I thought O'Leary did it.
Yeah.
Burke, bring the iodine.
Give me that. Allow me. Hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Webb. It's only a scratch.
Let go of me. Wait, you big woman, you. Wait, if you hear my death, I'm going to tell Mr. Webb on you, and he knows a lot of gangsters, and they're going to rub you out. And Ben Swanford and Johnny. Johnny, make me stop.
What are you doing here? You trying to get upstairs. You're saying she wanted to stop Mr. Webb before it is too late.
Too late?
Yeah.
But what?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
You mean you suspected him of wanting to kill Miss Bremer?
No. No, he wanted to make love to her. I was the one that wanted to kill her just because she's got a pound. Oh, Johnny!
If you don't mind, I'd like to go home and have a doctor look at this.
Well, we're holding everyone for questioning.
Might I suggest that you concentrate on Mr. Webb?
Why don't you lie low and you blow over?
You know, I've been thinking. Whoever phoned us was up here first and might have stepped in that blood while it was still wet. Now, if there's a particle of it left on their shoes, our chemist can find it.
But the real murderer may not be in this group.
That's right, he may not. Captain, Ask them to take off their shoes, will you?
Their shoes?
Yeah, you know, shoes.
All right, that goes for everybody.
If they walk around very much, the blood might wear away. And put a tag with the name on every pair.
Take off your shoes.
Look, Puss. He's wearing socks.
Looks like the little pig that's been playing the marker.
All right, come on. Captain Graves will take you to headquarters for preliminary questioning.
Well, in that case, think I ought to send for a lawyer?
Now, see here, Webb, you're not going to turn this into a three-ring circus.
Oh, my dear Joyce, you can't fly in the face of a constitutional right. Humboldt, do me a favor, will you? Call up Sampson at Chestnut 7878. Tell him to come down here and defend me against the district attorney.
Oh, that's kindergarten stuff, Webb.
Now, pushing. Surely I'm entitled to a pal, too, with you fangling around a rosy with Junior here.
I'll go on ahead and drop these to the laboratory.
Oh, Inspector, half soles and new laces on mine.
Just got the news from Frau Pappy. I'm awful sorry about it.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Look, I brought all the habeas corpuses I could find and a Ouija board.
Good. I know my Cushing and Joyce. I'm right in the middle of a squeeze play.
Yoo-hoo! Come on, sit over here. You can see well.
How'd the cupcake get mixed up in this? Never mind. I'll find out firsthand.
Mr. Frome is going to ask some questions. I would like to have them answered without the dubious benefit of Mr. Webb's uncalled for, unethical, and unfunny remarks.
Has anyone here ever seen this knife before? Yes.
Yes, Miss Seymour?
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Webb once had a paper cutter like that, but it's not the same, because his was a paper cutter.
You're sure it's not the same?
Yes, I'm sure.
Hmm? She's sure.
There's one question I'd like to ask you, Mr. Cushing. Did you give Miss Bramer a costly diamond bracelet this morning?
No signals.
Why, of course not. That's absurd.
Don't give us that. You quarreled with Alma Bramer last night. You gave her to Julie this morning. Tonight you could have killed her in a fit of jealous rage. Everyone that knows you can testify to your violent temper.
Well, yes, that's right, because one time the club, Mr. Cushing got so mad, Mr. Green.
Quiet.
The vein stood out in his neck.
Gentlemen, I'd like to make a suggestion. Mr. Webb, you may as well keep your mouth shut. Because we're not going to believe one word you say against Mr. Cushing.
Mr. District Attorney, if you refuse to hear the testimony of any homicide suspect, you're violating the federal constitution, the state laws, and local ordinance number 482.
Paragraph 4.
Thank you. Any questions?
If I wasn't drunk, they never would have caught me.
Give that man some black coffee and keep working on him. We may get a confession.
Now, Mr. Taylor, you're the ex-husband of the deceased. Do you know anyone near to her who might have had a motive for this killing?
No, I don't.
May I embellish that?
Mr. Taylor resented paying his ex-wife the $100,000 settlement that I obtained for her.
That's not true.
Mr. Taylor needs cash. He could have threatened her with a loan. She refused. He killed her. She has fresh scratches on his cheeks. They could have come from a nail file. And I wonder if any of you smart kiddies noticed that Alma's nail file.
I've been drinking. I fell down and cut myself.
How'd you fall on a manicure set?
Who's conducting this inquiry? The police department or this ambulance chaser?
Sit down.
Oh. How about the donut?
Taylor was always jealous of Cushing. He threatened them both last night at the Riviera. We were all witness to that.
Is that true?
No.
No.
I think you'd better give Mr. Webb a cup of black coffee.
Well, you're just a bunch of big stiffers because I hurt him myself.
Wait a minute, young lady. Three people in this room have testified.
Oh, hang with you. Look what you're doing.
So sorry, old man.
How well did you know the deceased?
Pretty well. I know she spent a lot of time with Webb.
I'm sure you'll have something to say.
I certainly have. I know the Dean and the Alma well enough to hate her insides because she turned him down for Cushing.
I've never been so flattered in all my life.
You don't have to laugh so loud, Pete. I don't think you killed her. Gentlemen, I happen to know Mr. Godina pretty well.
And I don't think he'd try to tackle a full-grown woman. Armed only with a knife.
There! Look out! Look out! My dear friend!
Ow! Will you keep off my feet?
I'm so sorry.
Go on, beat it.
Yeah. How about another donut?
That man's faking. Wake him up.
No tonic. And one silver lightly.
This thing has turned into a three-ring.
Please report, sir.
Oh, thanks. Well, they found blood on one of Webb's shoes. But it's not Miss Bramer's blood. The report is definite about that.
Blood is blood.
And East is East.
And West is West, and never the twain shall meet.
Quiet!
This particular blood is from Mr. Cushing's arm wound. They checked with the bandage.
I'll burn the shoes in the morning. This investigation has turned into a three-ring circus.
Two tickets, please.
Get that man out of here.
Wait a minute. Don't push. I stand on my constitutional rights.
Now, I'm going to let you all go for the time being.
All right, you can all take your shoes.
Ow!
My dear fellow, I hope you're not hurt.
Why, you...
None of you will attempt to leave town. If you do, I'll have you picked up and booked.
Johnny, do you know what I think?
What?
I think whoever did it...
Slow down, Puss.
Right back where we started. All we have left to work on is the knife.
Where is it? Gone.
Just a lonely cowboy with a heart that's so good and a true.
Hey. You double check on those figures?
Did they ever let you down?
I'd rather not answer that.
Old Scott appreciates this. I'll never get the paint out from under my nails.
You all have to make sacrifices for the good of the community. You two help the senator present the simple and honest facts.
They win.
Oh, wait a minute. Couldn't kill that many people in the air with the bubonic plague.
Don't get technical.
What was that for?
I got a little paint left over in the brush.
Yeah?
There's a guy here to see you.
Oh, a guy, huh? Well, let's see. I paid my rent, paid my tailor. You're supposed to tell me if I'm getting warm.
Very funny. He said he's from the Citizen.
The good side of the press. Better talk to him.
Yeah.
Thought you wanted to see me. She's cuter.
I never get a tumble around here anymore.
Got time for a few questions, Webb? I can answer the first one. I didn't kill Alma Bramer. The News Gazette thinks you did. Cushing set that type. You mean Cushing's trying to protect someone close?
Oh, yeah, very close.
Himself.
Hmm.
Did you tell the police that?
Sure, I told them.
They had a faraway look in their eye. They wouldn't hold him if he walked in and confessed. Senator Scott sent us.
In there.
The editor keeps banging his head against the stone wall of corruption, but he's running out of heads.
Start hinting that it's Cushing.
That's your bombshell.
Yeah, that's swell. You light the fuse, but it goes off in our face. But I'll see how the editor feels about it. Webb, you're a one-man war, but if you get to be no political boss, keep me in mind, will you? I've always had a yen to be police commissioner, so I can leave my car in the no parking space.
Miss Ada, put him down for commissioner.
How do you spell commissioner? Well, don't blame me if I get stuck.
A little missionary work with the Citizen.
I got two derbies and a great fedora.
Fedora only counts six.
This may be a little bit off the subject, chum, but did you kill Elmer?
I told you I got a note warning me.
I remember about the note, and I remember it didn't sound very convincing.
Well, maybe you had your own reasons.
Yeah?
There are some cops here, and it doesn't surprise me. Captain Graves and Inspector Fromm.
Morning, Jen.
Well, gentlemen, this is an unexpected pleasure.
Hope you don't mind if we take a look around.
We haven't a search warrant, but we thought
that... Oh, you're always welcome. Of course, you'll have to take pot luck.
All right, boys, have a...
What do you suppose they're looking for?
I think it's a treasure hunt where they're supposed to bring back a couple of lawyers.
No, I know what it is.
What?
They're looking for a K-N-I-F-E. Like to try it?
Yeah. Humboldt.
No, thanks.
No. You're cold.
How am I doing?
Well, you're getting warm. Have you ever seen one of these?
Oh, hey.
Would you like to try one? It's been a long, hard search.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Well, we have some sliding panels, secret trap doors, false bottoms, and transparent windows in my partner's office. Wouldn't you like to see them?
See if you can find anything in the other office.
Think they can find the other office? You better hold it. That's a suit. Got a cigarette?
We're sorry to bother you, Mr. Webb.
That's the trouble with these fortune tellers. You can't depend on them.
Just one of her fainting spells.
Yeah, the excitement, seeing real policemen, everything.
They make up more new games.
I just lost the best years of my life.
My cheap puss. It was a dirty trick, but I had it to her. Puss, I'll get you a barrel of charge accounts. I'll make it up to you in 100 ways. Honest, I will, puss.
I've seen everything now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, think of it, gentlemen. The lives of more than 3,000 men, women, and children snuffed out in the past 12 months.
Gentlemen, false figures. Figments of a fertile and unscrupulous imagination.
Senator Scott has the floor.
Figures are sometimes unreliable. Consequently, we'll give you more than mere statistics. The truth in asphalt form.
Everything but performing fleas. Really, gentlemen.
Order, please. Senator Scott has the floor.
We have here 12 samples of paving in various other states and a sample of our own. This is an official testing machine. Pressure can be exerted by this machine equal to the wear of millions of cars a year passing over the pavement. To demonstrate, Oklahoma. Six pressure. Translated, this paving is good for 27 years.
That's a very good show. I underestimated Mr. Webb.
And now a sample of our own state. Good for 7 years. Unable to stand up under the wear of 10 million cars. Not including bicycles, scooters, and roller skates.
I think it's about time Mr. Webb was picked up for murder. There are quicker ways.
Uh-oh.
I know. Spring cleaning.
Oh, this is getting a little monotonous.
Maybe we ought to leave it like this. Next time they'll straighten it up, huh?
Have to look. Gone.
Do you think maybe we offended somebody in the Magician's Union?
What is it, termites?
Cushing, I think. Practically the same thing.
Well, if this is your idea of a funny joke, you can just clean it up yourself.
My secretary. Hey, you know, you guys have overlooked something.
What?
The one person who had the best motive for killing Alma Bremer. The best and oldest motive. Jealousy.
You know, I'm getting just a little bit weary of this stupid jealousy of yours.
You didn't treat her like that. No, you didn't.
Or did you? Maybe you did kill her. You crush everything you're tired of. Why don't you kill me,
no,
too?
No, shut up.
You've left me nothing to live for. Go on, kill me. Or I'll do it myself.
What, again? I told you there was always a loaded revolver in the desk drawer.
Mother, now leave $5. Mother, are you ill again?
No, 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 I'm all right.
Well, you certainly don't look all right.
Please, child, leave me now. I'm just a little tired. Get the money for your father.
Okay.
But, Mother...
Leave us alone for a moment.
Leave us alone.
You better go, dear. Have you completely lost your reason?
Murderer. You hear me? You're a murderer.
Why must you always believe the vicious lies Webb has put in the papers about me? You, my wife.
Your wife. You've killed me. You've killed her. You've even killed her father. Yes, I know all about it. You killed her father. When she found out, you killed her.
What did you do with that clipping? What did you do with that clipping?
I'm saving him for the police.
There, pal, out of condition? Well, I'm sorry. Miss Cushing, I presume.
Move over just a little. I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose now that you're out of finishing school, you're doing all of your father's second story work, huh?
This was my own idea. You see, the things the citizen has been praying about him made Mother very unhappy.
Mm-hmm. So you decided to stop all the news right at its source, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Your dad did leave something worthwhile upon Saturday, didn't he? Oh, by the way, how old are you?
22. Why?
No, nothing. Oh, would you have a cigarette?
Don't mind if I do.
Mr. Webb, you sure got unusual technique.
Don't bother, I'll get a cab. Good night, Johnny.
Night, Sue.
Wait a minute. I just came to see you to tell you that I'm not going to see you anymore. And you can just stop chasing me because I wouldn't look at you if you came to me on your hands and feet.
Good morning, miss. Mr. Webb ain't in this morning. He went to the office.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to return this.
Are you feeling better this morning, miss?
Thank you. I never felt better in my life.
Some folks think it's too violent, but it sure is a successful technique.
Good morning, Miss Ader.
Why don't you use your own phone?
Just routine. I'm sure you can explain all this very readily. You get the idea, Mr. Webb?
Sure. The whole picture comes to me at once, including the frame.
Let me see. Was it Aesop or Mr. Gardena that said, keep your nose clean?
Well, we got you, Webb. Your secretary found out that you killed Alma Bramer, so you silenced her permanently. No use looking there. He won't find his fingerprints. He's too smart for that.
The trouble with you is, Joyce, you think you're Dick Tracy.
And right before my very eyes, why, he dragged a poor girl to the lobby by the hair of her head, and why, he'd even beat her into a great big pulp.
Yeah, that's Johnny. He'd rather beat a woman into a big pulp to smoke a good cigar or anything. Well, how are you, Johnny?
Hi, Russ. You know my psychopathic friends here, don't you?
Yeah.
Hello, Puss.
You keep your hellos to yourself, thank you.
Well, Miss Seymour, what were those interesting things you were saying about Mr. Webb a few moments ago?
It was nothing at all. I was just saying that he had a battle with his secretary last night.
Anne, be careful what you're saying.
Well, I don't try to deny it because it was your secretary.
Undoubtedly, Mr. Webb has another alibi.
Now, you're going to be surprised, Papa.
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I have some business to attend to at the News Gazette.
He's writing the cooking column.
Pardon me.
Come on, give him a break. Hold the card for him.
Thanks.
Oh, hi, Mr. Webb.
Thanks, Shirley. How's everything?
Okay. Wife had a little touch of the flu, but she's over it now.
Ed, Miss Seymour has some very important information.
Okay, I'll take care of her.
Yeah. All right, get him out of here.
Take a good look, Webb. Maybe you'll learn.
Listen, Joyce. I like a good ulterior motive as well as the next man. But you're going a little too far.
Unfortunately, Mr. Webb, I must do my duty. Let's go.
Mr. Webb, I am P. Hemingway Collins, Secretary of the Citizens Better Government League.
Delighted, Mr. Collins.
Yes. Our league is convinced that you are the man to fight corruption in our fair city, the graft and crime that is allowed to flourish by Vincent Cushing, Senator Beery and District Attorney Joyce.
Well, I'm sorry you haven't met the district attorney, Mr. Collins, Mr. Joyce.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I got it!
Lucky Judge White owes me $25 from that last poker game.
Oh, habeas corpus, eh? All right, Webb. One of these days, you're going to run out of judges. Sure, I know. It's Halloween, you're a spook, and you've got to scare me.
Let's go. Mr. Webb, you are quite sure that is the district attorney?
Well, that's what they laughingly call him around the News Gazette.
You better mobilize your defenses, Daddy. It's another $5 touch.
Certainly, my dear.
Papa!
You probably don't remember me. I was Manner of the Citizen before your bombshell went off in my face. Miss Felicity, Mr. Webb, Mr. Sampson.
And a friend.
How do you do?
She's your new secretary.
Yes. And the agency sent me.
Can you type? I've always wanted a secretary that could type.
You know how to bake a saw and a cake? That'll come in handy.
You spell commissioner?
C-O-M...
Splendid. Splendid. Don't overdo it.
Darling, it's not today. Give me a coat. Oh, you haven't got a coat. Well, I'll buy you one. Come on, I'll show you around the factory here.
I know how to spell commissioner.
Why that light, fluffy mood? What's happened to the old matter, that hard-boiled reporter?
He was fired for hanging out with a couple of murderers and getting the paper out on a limb. Get a load of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reads the same as the News Gazette. Uh-oh. Get that, Les. The knife has vanished from the police lavatory.
I could have stopped sleeping with my windows closed. I wonder if they make steel pajamas.
Matter? With positive proof that Cushing is the rotten apple in the political barrel, get you your miserable position back for you?
The answer is obvious, yes.
Punch into the office in the morning. Your time card will be in the rack.
Maybe I've been a skeptic from birth.
Nothing new against the forces of evil, huh, Pappy?
Nope. We'll get something.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right, but they laughed at Marconi, too.
I don't know why. I didn't think his stuff was funny.
Russ? The murder candidates have narrowed down to Cushing and Godina for my dough. How would the police know that Ada was murdered if they hadn't been tipped off? Well, that looks to me like the good old frame of room. Mike. Think you still know how to open the safe?
I don't have to know how. I just blow on them.
I'm convinced.
You wouldn't be taking a Cushing safe.
Oh, no. What do you want me to do with this thing?
Give it to me. Look at that. Now liquidate this.
Miss Southrup.
Ah, our Mr. Webb. I know you'd like to meet our committee. Miss Dottering, Mrs. Rosencrantz, and Mrs. Gildersleeve. Staunch crusaders for clean government.
Yes, you ladies will have to excuse us now. We're going out and make arrangements to rob a safe.
Forgive you and let the dead cat bury the hatchet.
Mike! Mike, you got it!
Somebody must have cheated Cushing. I could have kicked that safe open with my stocking feet.
Here, I'll help. And besides, I was afraid the murderer might come after you next. And I don't want to be almost a widow because my mother was almost a widow once when my father almost died. It was Friday and he got a fishbone caught right in his throat.
Nothing here yet, Johnny.
Mr. Joyce, you're crushing the keys, funny. You know, I heard if you crush your keys a certain way, you're going to go insane before you're 21.
You, Eureka.
Well, say, what's your way, Harold?
Jeepers. Yeah, I like that, but my goodness, what was it for?
You're finding this?
Well, my gosh, I'll find you lots more.
What a headline this is going to make for the Citizen. Joyce sells police department to Vincent Cushing.
That'll hang Cushing to the well-known Hickory limb.
Is this cute? Must be a grocery list. I'll bet you Mr. Cushing does all of his wife's shopping. My gosh. Official again?
Oh, certainly is.
Just what is your ambition? To clean up the state, get rid of Cushing, find the murderer, avoid getting yourself hung or standing there playing post office?
This, my friend, is a slot machine profit for last month and a one-way ticket to the big house for Mr. Cushing, Mr. Godina, and the district attorney.
And Senator Beery. You know, it's going to be so easy to put that amendment through. Now it's almost a sin to take that $100,000 fee.
Mr.
Tell me something else, Jim. I made a promise. Now that Cushing's power is gone, the Jarnaz won't be afraid to go after the murderer.
That proves that the knifing was done by one of Cushing's men.
That's very significant. The Gardena's cut was less than half after Alma's death.
That proves Cushing had something on him and is liable to be murdered. Look, John, if I'm not too indelicate, where's this going to get you if it don't work?
Matters kids have to eat, don't they?
I smell victory.
Congratulations on the accuracy of your smeller.
Wait, don't say anything till you know who I am.
Who I am?
I'm Matter, the old hard-boiled reporter whose babies have taken up eating again.
You remember him?
Aladdin,
the guy with a magic lantern.
Morning, boy.
Hi, Inspector.
Inspector, huh? You don't keep up with things, Webb. Congratulations are in order.
All right, congratulations. You've got him. You're perhaps the DA, the commissioner, the mayor, or all three of them.
As commissioner, my first official duty is an unpleasant one, inasmuch as your anti-Joyce campaign was responsible for my promotion.
Rob, you're trying to tell me in a very subtle way that I'm under arrest.
Webb, I'm really very grateful.
Oh, now, wait a minute, girl. Don't go get my violin.
But the News Gazette has been screaming that you're the murderer, and you are the only logical one who could have killed your secretary. So I've got to take you in.
Well, now, wait a minute, Rob. I can't go to jail now. I've got to have a few hours to figure this all out.
Besides, ooh, I'm so glad you're here, Inspector, because Smelly Annie, I mean, a certain friend of mine, had a dream where the commissioner is the murderer and you were the corn fitter.
Boy, those dreams have got you slap happy.
Mm, all right, then. Look, I want to show you the dress I got. It's wonderful, and I'm going to exchange it in the morning.
Come on, corn fitter, let's erase ourselves from the domestic scene.
Okay. I'll expect you at headquarters in the morning. You can sleep in your own bed tonight. It's softer. And besides, you'll probably want to spend the evening with that girl of yours. But don't leave town. You're on your honor.
Thanks.
Did you tell him I was your girl?
Yes, people say a lot of foolish things in an emergency.
Well, Russ, I'm in a spot.
You ain't no place else, Pappy. Mr. Webb's residence?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Yes?
John, I'm worried about you. I just met Graham, the new DA. Now, he's honest, and he's convinced that you did the murders.
Now, something might turn up. Yeah. Yes, I'm going down in the morning. What about the amendment?
No, we vote on it tomorrow. You know a lot of the boys around here still read the News Gazette.
Okay, sir. Now you haven't got enough trouble.
Call me in for the peace conference.
Now, Puss, please.
Don't you Puss, please me. I wouldn't take you back if you came to me on your hands and feet. And this time, I mean it. Like...
You know, Johnny, there were a couple of other things could have happened to you today. You could have stubbed your toe, or you could have got a splinter under your fingernail.
Well, the way I feel, if it run with every nail, it wouldn't make a difference. Cushing's handwriting. How do you like that?
Look. Read it. It's a formula out of Cirilla's pocket.
Alma's father was murdered, too.
Look, Alma had this clipping. Cushing discovered it. Now, before Alma died, Gardena's cut on the slot machine was just as much as Cushing's. But after the murder, Cushing paid him less than half as much, and this is the reason why. And I'll tell you something else. That throwing knife definitely came from Texas. How long would it take you to pack your pink toothbrush and charter a plane?
From Morganville, Texas?
From Morganville, Texas.
All right, wait a minute. What's the first prize if we get to Morganville in this Philo Vance brainstorm? We stand a chance to lose a good night's sleep.
Well, so if it's a brainstorm, I make the Bastille in the morning.
Okay, chum, I'll get the plane.
Where's the cemetery?
About 2 miles down the road. We'll have this back by 1 o'clock. Thanks!
Say, Johnny, just what is this cemetery routine? And look, isn't this about the time that Mr. Holmes usually tells Watson what's going on?
Okay. Whoever killed Alma's father came from this town, subsequently left here and committed the other two murders, right?
Quite so, quite so. Hey, I do a pretty good Watson, don't I?
But the murderer did come from this town. Pretty much of a sense he's got relatives buried here. So we look for the family name on the tombstone. Cushing, Godina, a Taylor.
Yeah, but wouldn't the murderer have changed his name after knocking off Alma's old man?
You know, Russ, that's a strange thing. Criminals seldom change their names completely. They retain their mother's maiden name or their father's given name. I don't know whether it's a matter of sentiment or pride, but they always retain some part of the old name.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This is it, I guess. Yeah, little around the edges.
Get out of here, chum. It's creepy.
We've come this far. Let's cover all of them.
All right, chum. You take that side, and I'll take this.
Thank you.
watch. Get to see what he looked like. Come on. I gotta get you into town, Johnny.
No. Give me just a minute, will you, pal? You know something, Watson?
What is it, chump?
I'm throwing the towel. This guy's too tough for me.
How's the gladiator?
Well, a little creaky around the hinges.
Say, didn't you promise Fromm you'd be at headquarters this morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got some ideas I want to talk to you about.
About the murder? Don't tell me you're going to take back the towel you just threw in.
No, I found some more pieces that fit.
I'm all ears.
Russ, I was wondering how the murderer knew we were going to the cemetery last night.
Well, there's Smelly Andy. She's psychic.
No. No, none of the suspects knew our destination, and Ann didn't know.
You know, Johnny, she wouldn't be a bad kid to have across the breakfast table from you every morning.
Oh, no. No, you've forgotten the Webb pledge. I'm going to remain free from foreign entanglements. Why did you throw that thing at me last night? It hurt. You may have had good reasons for the other two, but...
I'm sorry, Johnny. I just tried to scare you off, that's all.
Funny, now that I look back, all the things that pointed to you trying to frame me with the knife in the drawer.
But it wasn't a frame, Johnny. It just backfired that way. I wanted you to think it was Cushing, so you'd get him before I had to.
Why? What did you have against Cushing?
After Alma, Johnny, look, he got all of her stuff from the bank, the newspaper clippings, too.
And you stabbed a girl in the back just because she had a newspaper.
She was trying to blackmail me. Now, wait a minute, Johnny. I know how you felt about Alma, but believe me, she's gone an awful long way down that road since you knew her.
Go on.
Well, after 15 years of me doing what's right, she finally recognized me as the guy that knocked off her old man in a saloon fight. Honest, Johnny was an awful skunk. He pulled a knife on me. But so happened I was faster than he was, but the jury couldn't see it that way. I did a Houdini.
And later, that was hardly the way to get rid of her.
I couldn't give her 2 weeks' notice, could I? She saw me putting the knife on your desk. Don't look at me like that, will you, Johnny? I shall not kill, huh? My government spent a lot of dough teaching me how to kill. For 3 years, I murdered guys I didn't have anything against. Finally, when I had a reason, it just came kind of easy, I guess.
I keep thinking how you gave it to Alma.
I could have let it turn me in. With that waiting, Johnny, those long, drawn-out court trials, waiting for the jury to come in, then the death sentence, waiting and more waiting. Johnny, I'm not afraid to die, but it's got to be quicker than the legal way.
Well, that's that, I guess.
Johnny, look. Would you like to let me get to another state? Just for old time's sake, huh?
For old time's sake? You bet I'd like to. You'll never know how much, pal. But I don't think you understood when I said I was fond of Alma. I'm sorry.
Please, hurry! You're killing me, Jack!
of this, Major. Nice and quick. Thanks, Joe.
Stuff, Webb. Your girl told us about him.
Gee, Mr. Webb.
Nice work, Webb.
Is he dead?
You guys are making this mess of mine. You're a champ all around. The amendment went through. Joyce, Cushing, and Gardena are being measured for stripes. Why was that guy dead?
Get out! Get out, all of you.
Feel better now?
Sure, a lot better.
Well, then I guess I'll be getting along.
Yeah.
Huh?
But before I go, I want to thank you for everything. If it hadn't been for you, I might never have given this fellow a second thought.
What fellow?
But a college fellow, yes. Like you said, oh, it isn't that he isn't handsome. 6'2" and he's got blue eyes and cute little dimples. And we thought that just as he finished...
Now you listen to me, boss. How do I know who this moron is? I'd even be a kidnapper or something. I know a lot of kidnappers that got blue eyes.
He's college boy.
But I'm not going to stand for it. I'm not going to let you throw yourself with the first good-looking halfback that comes along. Might even have insanity in his family.
Mr. Webb.
Stop calling Mr. Webb. I don't care if he's 7'2". A sophomore can't open a million charge accounts for you. Besides, you don't need a college boy. You need somebody you can depend on. You need a lawyer or something.
Do they always ask that question? About do you promise to obey?
How do I know? I don't get married every day.
Mr. Webb, I'm a victim of your technique.